wish I could, but I can't go.
Go back, baby.
To the days when I thought I knew ya. This is me you're talking about. Your only friend. Put your love into the ground on my big weekend. While I was singing songs about you on the TV screen. Don't know how he left the hotel. I wasn't there to see. In the morning, your hands around my waist, just us two. Just my enemy, you were my lover too. And I hope you forgive yourself, because I swear I do. And it breaks my heart to say I can't wait to live without you in the morning. Yeah, I wake up with the sun across my face.
Good afternoon. This is Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. My name's Amelia, and I'm excited to be hosting another awesome edition of Post Adolescence Glow this week. We've got Daniel and Constantine mixing today, and Kim helped tech, and then Alec is in Studio A. Shout out to them, and I'm so excited to introduce the two different groups we're having today. Our first slot is going to be by a very cool band called Jane Don't, and we're getting a cool taste of what all they have to offer today from their bassist and their lead guitarist and singer, and I'm going to go ahead and have them introduce themselves to you guys, and then after that, we're going to hear from Toolbox, which is another Tufts band, starting at 1, but if y'all want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, go for it.
Hello. World of Tufts Radio.
Hello.
I'm Pat. I play guitar and write and sing all the the JD Tunes.
Nice.
And we've got Harley on my left, your right, who's listening at home. And yeah, Harley plays bass.
Dope.
And we're gonna play some songs for y'all.
I'm so excited to hear your songs. I've already really enjoyed our sound checks so much. So tell me a little bit about yourselves. What are y'all up to right now in Boston? Are you living locally?
Yeah, we live together in Alston.
Alston, oh yeah.
Yeah, Rat City.
Yes.
Love it.
Alston Christmas.
Alston Christmas comes more than in December, which is just great for us. Yeah, we both play a lot around the scene here,
nice.
Doing some different projects, doing various music and on, like, playing things. Harley here does a group called Digital Awareness. They do projections.
Oh, very cool.
And light set shows. I do some engineering at live shows and some studio stuff. I work down at the Record Co.
Nice.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's all very, very fun.
Yeah.
Been in Boston about...
Yeah.
2.5 years now.
Oh, that's awesome. A lot of time to build a cool community here. And so, speaking of which, I got connected to you through Mars and Cilantro. Y'all know them, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, okay, and then Harley, that's your one of your bands, too?
I play synth in Cilantro, yes.
Very cool. So is that, like, I don't even know. I got a series of artists that Mars was like... I think Mars got a great job opportunity they couldn't pass up. That's what I heard. Mm-hmm. Which, woo, congrats, Mars. but it was awesome that they helped us get connected to y'all in a pinch. And we're so excited to have you here. And it's awesome to host musicians that are writing and living locally, especially outside of our little university bubble over here. So I'm going to go ahead and have you guys introduce your first song. Tell us as much or as little as you want about it and get into it.
Well, this one's called Dance More, and it goes a little something like this. I walked the road in the middle of night, and I skipped, and I jumped, and I danced in the light, but no one could see me, like no one would mind. Sometimes I feel like a zoo animal, like I'm waiting around or out taking a stroll. People watch me, and I watch them too. I'm tired of waiting for people to say something. I should just do something radical, out of control. Waited in line at the grocery store near my childhood home, and you wouldn't believe who I saw. They saw me too. The dad of a foreigner middle school friend who was watching me buy all the beer I could fit in my car. That's when I learned to say effort and dance. Cause who cares if you're out there to shake your pants?
That was awesome. I love how I can hear you laughing, like, picked up by the external mics.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah. That's how you know you're having fun. That's awesome. So you guys have been living in Boston for 2.5 years now. When did you all meet?
We met probably 2 years ago when Pat was playing bass in a band called The Valley, and cool. I got picked up by Tanner to be the lead guitarist pretty offhandedly when I first moved here. So we all met through that project, actually. And then Pat and I found out that we both lived in Somerville, pretty close to each other, and we started hanging out a lot, mainly to get rides over to band practice at first, but then we fell in love, so.
Aw, nice.
That's how it usually goes, I guess.
And the rest is history.
Now I'm driving them to Somerville.
And now my car's dead.
Yeah, they used to drive me to Alston. It's
a funny, it's a funny dynamic.
We live together. It's a whole thing.
How the tables turn. Well, I love that, like, I guess, camaraderie, for the lack of a better word. But the friendship, special friendships we can make, especially with people we do music with.
It's a very special friendship.
Yeah, and it's just, like, also oftentimes very casual and circumstantial and, like, serendipitous, the ways we overlap and things are convenient and we just spend time with each other and it never has to be super planned, you know? Mm-hmm. So... that's very cool. Cool. Well, I'm going to have y'all get into the next one.
Cool. This one ain't got no words.
All right. Just playing. So awesome. I loved that. I honestly I don't think I listen to enough music that's just instrumental. I always because I'm a singer, so I'm always thinking about vocals, but it's nice to kind of sit back and to listen to y'all play on your guitars and basses. I'm going to have you guys just go ahead and get right into the next one and introduce it. And if you want to tell us about it, you can do that. No pressure, though.
Cool. I am going to take a second to retune real quick.
Tune.
But yeah, that one does not have a name. That one I've just been playing because, similar to you, I'm also primarily a vocalist. I went to school for voice, though.
That's awesome. Where did you go? And when were you studying voice?
I studied until 2020. I graduated from Ithaca College.
Nice.
School of Music.
Nice.
Doing like sound tech stuff and vocals.
Awesome.
And some education to start with.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you like have some awesome insight about mixing your own voice too, which is a really awesome thing to know how to do.
Sadly,
as a singer.
No.
Really?
Well, because you always hate listening to yourself, right?
Mixing yourself is so weird.
Yeah.
Right?
So I avoid it whenever possible.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice to, get, I guess, take your hands off the reins and let someone else be responsible for that. I do that at least because I don't know what I'm doing. So
yeah, I'm like, you know what my voice sounds like. I hear a weird inside pat.
Yeah. There's just a little man in the back of your brain clicking on his little board. That's what I picture, at least in my head.
He's in there.
Yeah.
Well, he's got another one and he's all retuned up.
All right, let's hear it.
Cool.
He's got a full cup of coffee.
All right, one.
I'm a master of excuses. Excuse me for the loosens. My neck is where the noose ends. I'm guilty as charged. No, you want the best for me. I just want the rest of my life to go exactly as planned. Understand that it never works out quite how you want it to. Ain't that right? I know that I ought to come clean. I mean, I'm one of the evil ones. Ain't that right? Correct me if I'm wrong again. I just thought that maybe I'd understand that things aren't quite going way that I planned. I'm more familiar aluminum cans than my mom had ever known. Don't mean to intimidate, wanna set the record straight. I've been slowly chipping away my bad habits. I wish that I could prove it. Past judgment, I remove it. You say that you used to it. I hope that's not true, but not because I don't believe in you. I just hope you haven't had to deal with bullshit. Maybe that's a stretch. I'm sorry, but I find it fetching. Go, I don't know.
That was so awesome. Wow. Okay. So I want to ask you guys a little about like what you guys have been up to lately. I know you said you're on a little bit of a little break, which is so real for musicians. And I guess I'm curious about that. Or maybe some things you're looking forward to or your favorite gigs you've played. I have a lot of questions. Pick one.
Yeah. Also, is this a clean radio station?
Yes.
I think all of them are.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, from my time at ZVC.
All right, then I'll
I mean,
not
no one's
talk
gonna,
about
no, the firing squad's not going to come. Then, like,
everyone's so busy.
And everyone's wicked busy.
Yeah. We kind of have a weird amalgamation of musicians from the scene playing. Sometimes we'll play with like a dozen people on stage.
Wow.
Sometimes we'll just do this kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's fun to have a big band, but it can be troublesome to have a big band as well.
A lot of people to coordinate. It's like herding cats.
Yes.
Like
it's worse. I have cats and it's worse.
I was gonna say, yeah, we integrated three cats and it was way quicker than this.
Yeah.
That's so funny. No, musicians are very particular and also like late to things or when flaky sometimes. And then you're like,
that
I love
Brady
no
Dallas comment. Jones.
Yeah. I love you, but God.
Yeah. Well, so it's just a mix of like everyone's got a busy schedule and mm-hmm. also like I've got a life
yeah.
outside of the band that
yeah.
there's just like, I don't know, the past year has just been a lot of like changes, good mm-hmm. and bad, like work, life, living.
Yeah.
So just it takes a lot of mental like energy to not only like round everyone up, but like organize it and make all the plans. So that's kind of mostly on me.
Yeah.
And everyone plays another axe too. So
yeah. that was
it's
what
really
I'm
not. It's not really Pat's fault per se. It's the fact that we all also play in like, I know I play in like what, 5-6 other bands
yeah.
besides this. It's just like it's a mess.
I think it's the reality of being a musician as your career
mm-hmm.
because, and like, that's something I've really found like talking to people that are really pursuing music is they're like, I got to have like 5 fires going at once. And that's a lot to juggle. And I think takes some really special organizational skills that you just, I think, don't even realize you're using. And I had another thing I was going to say, but I forgot it.
Google Calendar became my new best friend
yeah,
when I moved
Google
here.
Calendar rocks.
Yeah.
It's all color coded and everything. It's sick.
Yeah, I'm like an Apple calendar person, which might be a problem. I know that's kind of like a shout, right? I need to get with it. I have my ways. Okay. Whoa. Oh yeah. I remembered my question. So like you guys play at a bunch of things around the area. Like what have been some of your guys' like highlights, like places that you've enjoyed playing?
Birdsong Festival.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Yeah. So my buddy Cam started it a number of years ago and I've been
cool.
helping co-organize it for the
wow.
past couple years. And JD has played the past 2 years, and it's been really fun, but we
nice.
Just hit that at the beginning of September.
Nice.
It happens every Labor Day up in Middletown Springs, Vermont.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so it's great. It's about 3.5 from Boston, really pretty drive.
Nice.
And
how many bands usually play there?
Just over 20, like 21
wow.
or 22.
That's a big event. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a 2-night camping weekend festival.
There's
wow.
We've got vendors. And
I would go to that. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's great. We're waiting to get the last of the pictures back. But
nice.
You should follow the Birdsong Festival
we
Instagram because we'll be sharing a bunch of those. And my buddy Ben Collins photographed the whole fest. And he's
nice.
Just like
awesome. Spectacular.
He's so good. He just did like Newport Folk Fest.
Oh, cool.
Too.
Yeah.
And I was
I
like,
I want to go there so badly.
Like,
please come here, Ben.
Please come back.
Please.
And he did.
Well, folks, while you're at it, follow Birdsong, but then what can you guys drop your Insta handle?
Jane Don't Mess Around.
And that's the whole thing, just those 4 words.
Yeah,
no,
there's
three words
nothing special,
4.
No special characters, nothing 'kay. Fancy.
Yeah.
Cool. And then if you don't already follow Post Adolescents Glow on Instagram, please follow us because that's where we do all of our promoing and things. And I like to say this to all of the artists that do our show, but if you do have upcoming events that you want to promo or if you're releasing music, we will post that on our Instagram.
Yeah.
You just gotta send it to me and exactly what you want to post and when and all that, because otherwise I'm a procrastinator, but I'll do it. So I'm gonna have you guys go ahead and get into your next song and maybe we'll chat a little bit more, but we're almost at about the halfway point So we'll probably do one more song and chat, and then I'll have you guys kind of get through the rest of your set at your ease and take a little bit more control over the flow of things if you're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Dope. All right. Well, please tell us the name of your next song.
Oh, yes. This one's called Winter Winds. It actually could be called Winter's Wind or Winter's Winds or Winter
Winds.
Could
be called the draft that came through my bedroom this morning.
Yeah. It's about this morning.
Gotta set the delay pedal right, guys. It goes at dot, 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 dot.
Nice.
We're a funny band, if nothing else.
Awesome. Okay, so we've talked about some of your favorite gigs. We've talked about what? PSA. Oh, we have to do our PSA. Kim reminds me of this every week, and if she was not here to remind me, we would not do the PSA. So actually, I'm going to go and take a little pause and pass it on over to Alec, the amazing individual in Studio A, to give us our PSA, and then we'll chat.
Hey, I'll be quick with that. looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, such as bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even have to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, the wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Alec. Okay, so I thought I would ask you all a little bit. Well, okay, we all wanted to know. You kind of hinted at this already, but like, what was the story of how you met again? Or what happened? Like, how'd y'all meet each other?
We started playing in the same band.
Nice.
And the leader of that band asked Harley to play with us after it. I had already been playing with them.
I just moved to town. I met Tanner at the basement of the tourist trap for someone we both knew. And they were like, this is Harley. They play guitar and you're looking for a guitarist. And that is how I joined the band.
Nice.
And then Tanner was like, yeah, Harley also lives nearby you, so can probably, and has a car.
Right. Because y'all lived in, you said you lived in Davis Square. And then one of you lived in Porter?
Yeah.
I was in Porter.
Okay, that's right. Nice. That's awesome. I love how, like, we just meet each other through friends of a friend of this person plays whatever instrument, you know? Yeah. Everyone gets a shot, you know, if you can play. My next question is just kind of like, when you're writing music, what does that process look like? And how do you find yourself most comfortably writing music?
Definitely just kind of noodling, jamming, finding something.
Noodling.
Finding
yes.
like a melody.
Yeah.
Or like playing, I'll usually just like play something on guitar. Like that first instrumental is just.
Right.
And I was just like. And I just really liked that.
Nice. And then you just build and build.
Yeah.
Pat's great at like coming up with a part and playing it for the band and saying, okay, let's go. And everyone kind of filling in the parts. But I think that's also, I got to say, like, to the credit of the band that Pat has assembled, that we're all, I think, of the ability to hear what Pat's playing and piece together some pretty not terrible parts.
Yeah, and what sounds good and what vibes. And I love to see a group of people doing that together because it's almost like nonverbal communication in a really magical way of like, okay, I'm going to throw this on top and let me throw this on top. And, oh, okay, well, now let's talk. How does that sound, you know?
Yeah, everyone's super down for that kind of stuff too,
nice.
Which I feel very lucky for.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time, I don't know, I think it's pretty common to like the idea of like, you know what you don't want.
Yeah.
Even if you don't know what you do.
Yeah.
So like those mentalities go like really well together of like, all right, here's the melody. Let's all just like play it for 5 minutes and like.
See what we can do.
Yeah. And if something like sticks out or like I hear something that I'm like, oh, not that, I'll like point it out. And everyone's like really good about, and I think everyone's expressed too that like that's also helpful, because I've found that helpful in bands too. It's like you can play 100 notes and like it's really helpful. If it's not helpful when someone's like, yeah, that was cool,
yeah,
but it's like, oh, like this was great and like this part like I really didn't like, maybe just like keep doing the other thing, blah blah blah.
So I guess my follow-up question there, okay, I have one question. I'm literally like holding up my fingers so I remember the questions. I have to do that. My first question is, so you said you're primarily a vocalist, and or at least that was what your training was in. Do you find yourself writing harmonies with your voice first or with your instrument first?
Guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I find that that's a really grounding thing for me. And then sometimes I'm like, I really feel like I have a lot more freedom to come up with something cool and fun when I'm writing vocals, though, you know. And so I think that's, I guess, where other musicians come in and what makes collaborating with a group so helpful, you know.
Yeah.
Then my next question that's kind of related to that is, like, you mentioned how, like, sometimes it's good to have someone who's kind of like, all right, I'm going to direct how this goes a little bit. And from an organizational and like logistical standpoint, I find that that can also be really helpful. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm kind of like, there's a little hierarchy going on though in this room with all these musicians. And sometimes it's kind of hard to grapple with that, you know? How do you guys find that you navigate that? And do you like, I guess, I think it's like a respect thing, but it's also like a, this is a certain individual's vision a little bit, and we're going to build into that, you know? Would you say that I'm describing that accurately?
A lot of the time, yes.
Yeah.
For us, luckily, no.
No.
Good.
Like, yeah. I'll just, like, bring beer to practice and, like, we'll maybe practice, like, once before every gig.
Yeah.
Like, I know that everyone's time is valuable and
yeah.
we all know the songs. If we are adding a new one, we'll just, like, make sure to hit that a little bit more and mm-hmm. then we'll record it and people can practice it on their own if they need
yeah.
to. But it's really, I feel very lucky that, like, we don't have that kind of hierarchy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
everyone, we're all friends. Like, it's not like we had to, like, ask anyone, like, to, like, really come and, like,
mm-hmm.
negotiate, like,
everyone
how many rehearsals are you willing to do? And even if people are like, I can't make the rehearsal that we're doing, but, like, I can make the show. I'm like, yeah, come on stage. Like,
yeah.
We kind of famously invite anyone who wants to play, like, on kind
That's
of...
really fun. Is that where the whole 12 musician thing
More
happened?
Or
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll also say, like, again, to Pat's credit, they've assembled a pretty awesome band of people who, like, none of us feel competitive with each other.
Yeah.
I think we're all professionals and professional
yeah.
musicians and also very close friends, and
we just want to play good.
It's a respect,
just like, goofing
thing
off,
and
man.
A love thing, you know,
yeah.
and
yeah.
That's really awesome, because I do find that can be, like I said, sometimes a little bit, like, challenging to navigate, because it's like a lot of different people feel passionate about a project, and
yeah.
and it's testament to, I guess, musicians' listening skills and abilities to collaborate and be respectful of one another, and I love seeing that in a rehearsal space too.
Yeah, and just, like, trust. I mm-hmm. think we've come a long way. Like, it started out good, but we've really come a long way to, like, be able to give, like, more direct criticism or,
yeah.
like, suggestions.
Yeah.
Like, hey, because we're such a big band, like, as we're growing, like, we need to change certain things. Like,
yeah.
we can't all just go on autopilot. So
mm-hmm.
if someone, even if it's not me, someone steps up to, like, say that, everyone, like,
Listens.
Nice.
And usually it's right, because everyone's got a pretty good head on their shoulders.
Yeah.
So
nice.
More people play less, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
That's like that was our biggest growing pain, I think. But
yeah.
it was pretty
yeah.
quick when we were all like, hey.
When we all realized that that's like.
When Clan Pete was like, hey, guys.
Shut up.
It's loud.
We're like, oh yeah.
oh, yeah.
We still have, like, if you and you and you stop playing, we still have, like, 8 people
playing.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like, okay.
That is a big group to coordinate.
It's
and
fun.
I think that, like, what I find myself thinking about is, like, I guess sharing that space is such mm-hmm. an important skill to learn as a musician. Like, at least for me as a singer, sometimes I get so swept up with what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, I need to step back and let this guitarist have a solo right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so focused on everything I'm doing. It's not even a personal thing. It has nothing to do with me trying to take up that space. But it's like something you have to learn and practice playing with other musicians, you know? And I also, it's like a judgment and a trust thing, because it's
mm-hmm.
it's all about, I don't know, sharing and accommodating other people and communicating. So I think that's really awesome. And I love to talk about these things, because I do think it's very unique when it comes to bringing big groups together to play music. It's like a sport, but better.
True.
Like, way better. Okay, I didn't say that, but. So it is 12:40 right now.
Great.
We got 20 more minutes. And I was thinking you guys could be a little bit more self-directed for the last 20. Does that sound good? Kind of introduce your songs a little bit, pick 2, 3, 4, whatever feels right to you. I'll be listening. I'll be right here. If you want to talk to me, I'll talk back to you. And I'll be like, hey, this next song is etc. Or yeah.
Great.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, get into it.
We have this one. Next one's called Rain and Blood.
It's not.
It's not.
What do you want to hit?
I don't really know, I guess.
Maybe,
Yeah. I'll come in when I'm supposed to. This next one's been released onto the internet, Spotify and Apple Music and everything. It's called Past the Light.
Beautiful.
You were out
outside smoking two cigarettes at once. Then you sang out with a voice crystal clear as a dove. The tar in your lungs had subsided for one little tune. Pretty soon we'll be singing duets. Just would you pass the light? And pretty soon we'll be playing hit songs for our friend. Pass the light again.
That was lovely. Okay, I'm gonna have you go ahead and introduce the next song.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right, this one's Fiery Grave. We've just decided. A two-way street, and you have been destroyed.
lose control.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Harley, I like your socks also.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Can't very play cool with shoes socks on. You can't get connected, you know?
Yeah, you
how
have
am I supposed
have
to feel
stay
the
grounded
base with shoes on?
Yeah, that's of course.
Boots.
Also, Amelia says 10-minute warning.
Uh-oh. Yeah. 10-minute warning?
Yeah.
But
let's do...
I'm still having fun in the bouncy house.
10 minutes, Harley.
Come on.
10 minutes.
Or 15.
Or 15. We don't... Whatever.
We can do that.
Probably have about that.
Yeah.
Oh, just how far I've come, and what else?
How somewhere leaves are green.
Which one are you gonna do first?
Fell asleep in Boston. I was having a bad dream. Then I woke in a harbor and I swam out to sea. I didn't know how far I'd go. Just how far I'd come. So goddamn tired of my own two feet. Yeah, I didn't know how far I'd go. Just how far I'd come. Yeah, I didn't know where.
some stuff in my old house that I didn't forget. I just wanted a reason to come back home. That was Just How Far I've Come. Ooh. Forgot that part.
Awesome. Do you guys want to do one more, a final little?
Yeah, we've got one more in mind.
Awesome.
Thanks again for having us. Very nice to come and play.
Thank you very much.
Any time of day.
Radio is good. Support local radio.
Radio is good.
It's a dying breed out here, folks. It's an uphill battle.
Oh, I forgot both to do ways my radio molasses. Joke.
Oh. Okay.
Harley, can you pretend to be the MC and can you say it's nice having you here?
It's nice having you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
It's good to be over here.
Ha 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 ha.
It's good to be here.
Get it? Because they're moving further away from the mic. Too. I got a good joke. I put on my Sunday best for the Friday radio show.
It's true.
You guys
I
like that?
I washed my hair for this. All right, enough messing
This around. Has been the Comedy Hour. Welcome back to the music. Woo! Nice and in tune. Anyways, we're Jane Don't. Please follow us on Instagram at Jane Don't Mess Around. We have some gigs coming up. I don't know if you like basements, but we certainly do. So you can come through and watch us at a few of the local haunts. Yep, we have a bunch of songs that we haven't recorded yet. So that's exciting. We're going to get around to that probably, if you're lucky. Anyways, let's go.
Autumn's falling leaves.
twist and twirl and float into the ground to grow spring roses. Only after many nights of winter sigh and snowfall, while somewhere someone sings the far off songs of summer breeze. It's been too long since we had our toes stuck in the ground, but friends, I know that soon we can close our somewhere where all the leaves are green. When I look back, people's empty garden, dried and cracked and ready to get some more warm sunlight, or an afternoon of rain that dances on the rooftop, making me stop to think of far off summer breeze. It's been too long since we had our talk.